Cattle futures maintained gains on Tuesday. Economic light continues to shine brighter at the end of the pandemic tunnel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in Nebraska and the Texas Panhandle through Tuesday afternoon. Elsewhere, trade ranged from limited to mostly inactive on light demand, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $117 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, at $118 in Nebraska, and at $118 to $120 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $190 in Nebraska and at $188 to $190 in the Western Corn Belt. Cattle futures closed mainly higher Tuesday, buoyed by the bullish rise in wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents higher, from 5 cents to $1.35 higher, except for 15 cents lower in the back contract. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 99 cents higher, from 2 cents to $1.55 higher, except for unchanged in May. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $4.10 higher Tuesday afternoon at $262.77 a hundredweight. Select was $1.44 higher at $251.30. Corn futures closed mostly 4 to 5 cents lower, except for a penny higher at either end of the board. Soybean futures closed 1 to 6 cents higher. I had results at press time from just one trendable Tuesday auction. That's for winter livestock in Riverton, Wyoming, where higher undertones were noted for most classes of grass calves and feeder cattle. There were 2,063 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices edged lower Tuesday amid some likely profit-taking and rally fatigue. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 96 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 3 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 7 points. Economic light continues to shine brighter at the end of the pandemic tunnel. In a press briefing yesterday, Geeta Gopinath, chief economist and director of the research department at the International Monetary Fund, explained, "Thanks to the ingenuity of the scientific community, hundreds of millions of people are being vaccinated, and this is expected to power recoveries in many countries later this year. We are now projecting a stronger recovery for the global economy compared with the January forecast. Specifically, IMF projects global GDP this year at 6.0% and at 4.4% next year. That's from the organization's latest World Economic Outlook. The upgrades in global growth for 2021 and 2022 are mainly due to upgrades for advanced economies, particularly to a sizable upgrade for the United States that is expected to grow at 6.4% this year," says Gopinath, adding that makes the United States the only large economy projected to surpass the level of GDP it was forecast to have next year in the absence of the pandemic. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.